CQ, CQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2M Internet. Internet control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Third, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we will start tonight with EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. Net control, this is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel Gus in Titusville, Florida. Thanks everybody for having a great net, and I'll be negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome AA4GH as Mr. Gus down there in Titus, Florida, I believe it was. And I heard you tell Mike last night that where that was at, but I do not remember. Sorry about that, Gus.
No worries, net control. It's Titusville, really close to where all the space launches start out.
Roger that. Thank you for letting us know that. And I appreciate you joining us tonight on the EchoLink. But with that, we will start the pre-net check-ins. And first on that list is Mr. Richard, KA3JCA, and he brings along Miss Sally, WB9RA, and Miss Ashley, KA4ACL, and the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, K3DOV. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Brian, KM4JWP, out of Rutherfordton. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Then we've got Mr. Fred, W4SCM, and Miss Isla, N4IEI, out of Traveler's Rest. Then we've got Don, KG4BFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Then we've got Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Bob, KI4LJG, out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, N4NLR, out of Greenville. Then we've got Mr. John, KN4RJN, out of Round Summit, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Pat, K4OSH, out of Malden. Next on that list is Mr. Landon, KG4WNP, out of Blowing Rock, North Carolina. And with that concludes our pre-net check-ins tonight. And with that, tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKS.
Please check in KB2GUN Bill over Bills River, and I'll be in and out.
HKX. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HKX. Check in everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. No traffic, no comment.
HKX. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and be negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
Sorry about that, Paul. I was straightening out a train wreck on my side. But I think I got it. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2GUN, out of Mills River. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, out of Piedmont. Rick, good to hear you tonight. And then we'd like to welcome our net control manager, W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave down there in Greer. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, KN4CHY, down in Seneca. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2. And did I miss anybody on that check-in? All right, with that, we'll go Alpha through Delta one more time. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX. We're going to move on up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kettle, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Patrick. We'll be negative and negative. Thank you for being here.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, Brevard. Name is Ed, and I have no traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, up there in Candler, which is across the mountain from me. Harry, good to hear you tonight, and always a pleasure checking in. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, N4EDW, down here in Brevard, or up here in Brevard with me. Ed, good to hear you tonight. It was good to see you last night at the parade. Sorry I couldn't talk longer, but I was pretty busy, so, and I'm sure you were too. But good to hear you tonight. Thank you for coming by and checking in. With that, we'll go one more time. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. All right, we'll move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
No Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, since 73 is for each one of you.
Check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
We'll pause here and we'll welcome this group in. First on that list is KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you tonight. It was good to see you yesterday face-to-face at the parade. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, over in Fletcher. Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly are having a good evening. And it was good to hear you on the net tonight. And thank you for taking the time to do that. It's always a pleasure to check in over there on Sid's net. And for those of you that don't know, Sid is the net control on Sunday night on the 146640 machine with a tone of 91.5, and they start their net at 8 o'clock, and would love to have you come by and check in with them. I know Sid would love to have more check-ins over there. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, N4JBM, mobiling down there in Inman. Jerry, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for taking the time to come by and check in with me. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they made their home down there in Greer. And Larry, I've got you down for comments, so I will be back around to you shortly. With that, we'll go one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we'll move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
KL4HKX, this is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Indy, in Simpsonville, and I'll be listening to a complete call on the roll. Thank you.
We'll pause here and we'll welcome this group in. First on that list is Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ down in Simpsonville. Then we've got Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB in Simpsonville also. And Lloyd, you're real scratchy and real soft tonight coming in. You must be on your HT. If not, just letting you know, you might want to take a look at it. And then we've got WT3M. That is Mr. David down in Shoals Junction, South Carolina. David, good to hear you tonight. I think that's the first time you've come by and checked in with me. Always a pleasure to have you, and love to have you check in more often. With that, we'll go one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. Mr. David, KF4NXY, and he brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX, and they make their home down there in Possum Kingdom. David, good to hear you tonight, and next time I try to go down to Michelin, I will try to schedule a meet-up face-to-face one more time. Been a while since we've seen you. But good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come in and check in with us. Hope you're doing okay, you and Miss Marie, and look forward to talking to you in the morning as you're enjoying that first cup of coffee. With that, we'll go one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Bill and Calpin, negative and negative.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Oh, there, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
All right, we'd like to welcome this fine group in here. And first there is Mr. Tom, N0TR. And he makes his home in Greer. Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice have had a good weekend. And good to hear you tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KK4TRJ, down in Cowpens. And, Bill, I think that's the first time you've checked in with me also, so I do appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris down there in Liberty. Chris, good to hear you tonight. And definitely need to come by and visit with you one evening or one Saturday. Hadn't seen you in a while. Need to sit around and talk for a little bit. But good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. And with that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. We've made it to the patient group already tonight. Moving along pretty quick. And we'll move up to uniform through Zulu.
Please check in and out to Kilo Juliet 4. Uniform, hotel, x-ray. Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4. Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. River in Chesney. Check us in and out, please. 73, you and everybody on the net.
KX.
Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
We'll pause here and we'll welcome this group. First on that list is KJ4UHX. That's Mr. Jamie, and he brings along Miss Sabrina, KJ4YLN. And they're down there in Chesney. And Jamie, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with me. Next, we'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy down there in Southern Greenville. And Tommy, good to hear you. Loyal to check in every Sunday night. I do appreciate that. And with that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. They made their home down there and easily. And Gary, good to hear you tonight. And try to give you a call sometime tomorrow and talk to you for a few minutes. But I do appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. I do appreciate that. And hope you and Miss Joy have a good evening. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
XKX. Ken, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark, Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. I will be negative and negative and in and out tonight. 73.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Mark, W2MJB. And he brings along Miss Wendy, KN4HTP. And they make their home down there in Simpsonville. And good to hear you tonight, Mark. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. With that, we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. With this, that pause, I assume we've got everybody in first pass here. And this is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And I'd like to take everyone a moment and say thank you for everyone that checked in with me. I do appreciate it. And look forward to checking each and every one of you in. And first on the stump tonight, and only on one on the stump tonight, is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
K4HKX. KO4HKX, right. Patrick? Good evening to you. First question I have is, can anyone relate to me the goings-on or how it went the Sky One Recognition Day, which was yesterday? I have heard no talk about it on the air, and I know it came and went. I was unable to attend, but I would like to hear something about it. Do you know anything, Patrick?
I'm pretty much in the same boat you are in. I don't know anything about it, but would like to know more about it.
if somebody's going to volunteer, come on.
Bell's a guy, but I got just limited information. I knew about it was going to be tomorrow on the heart system, the Charleston weather service and Columbia weather service, as far as 2 meters is concerned, used the heart system. And up here where we are, I didn't hear it, because I wasn't able to listen the whole time, but Bailey, J9OH, who's over on the 14547 machine, he's the state SkyOne director, as he calls himself, state SkyOne director, could probably fill you in more about how it went up here. Or either check in on the, and I know, Larry, you've checked in a few times, when they have the SkyOne net on Tuesday and Thursday at 7:30, some of them I know would have more details about it for sure. Being that all I got right now, this operation was just 2 meters. The only way I could do it was by 2 meters. But most of it went, though, was on HF. Back to net control there, KI4LZI.
I heard you in there, Billy. You're a little scratchy, but thank you, Andy, for coming by with that. So go ahead, Billy. KO4, or Caden. KO4HKX.
Well, first off, if you don't mind checking in at Kilo 9 Austin Hotel, 908, my name is Billy. Just checking on what you're seeing. You don't know what you're seeing yourself, but Bravo, we're back. We're both at Anderson this evening. I'm going to go ahead with the question again. I'll try to answer it.
Checked in here first, K908, that's Mr. Billy, and I did not get your wife's call sign. Could you give it to me one more time, please, sir?
Hopefully the audio radio is not out of the but my wife's name is Nancy,
Kilo, November 4th. I got Kilo, Nancy, 4, Delta, Bravo, Quebec. And that's Nancy.
That is correct.
You're a little scratchy and a little down in the noise, but I can get you. So, and the question was, Larry was wanting, and I were wanting to know more about the SkyOne recognition day.
Tommy, one of our other controllers that had the clue, so we didn't get to take it this year. But essentially what happened was a 24-hour event from Friday around 7 p.m. on Saturday. However, the district office went up to about 8 a.m. about 1:35 p.m. on the time of place to go up. But it's unfortunately a by invitation only currently. Weather service has security concerns that they have to deal with. They invite a certain group of people to look at us to reach out individually. They don't want to make it an open house. The idea behind it is each of the weather service offices contact other weather service offices and security knows. It's kind of sort of like field day, but for the weather service offices. However, it's not exclusive to another company. Hopefully that answers the question, but I'll take some more questions you got, and I'll let you know.
I think I got most of that. Like I said, you're pretty hard to make out for me anyway. You said it was like a field day for SkyOne, and it was by invitation only for something. I didn't get that part of it. So maybe you could come back with that part of it for me and Larry. For JBQ.
JBQ here. Gracious. Thank you, Patrick, for the attempt. It's really kind of rough. We have a CME hitting the earth right now, and that's kind of messing up a lot of things. I don't know how I'm sounding to you, but Billy was real scratchy. I got a lot of information. I know more now than I did before, and I'm awfully thankful that you did that investigation for me. Thank you, sir.
It's pretty rough on my end, too, but I'm glad he made the attempt and got us the information that he did get me that I could get out of there. So do a little more digging and see what I can find out and maybe get back to you a little later in the week.
That's good. I have, several folks that I'm acquainted with, other hams who are in Skywarn, and that I just recall from last year that this is a big thing. This is a big day for Skywarn, and it wasn't the best, you might say, the best time of year or the best day as far as weather was concerned. But I know they did a good job. It's sort of an internal recognition to folks who have given a great deal to the effort. Anyhow, I'll move along to the next point. I had the usual issue today of losing something I know I have. And today, I lost something that I'm only... it's only a maybe that I've got it. Unusual in the fact that I found a manual for a digital audio interface. And the manual describes a piece of equipment that I'm sure I was interested in. I don't know if I ever got it. but I've got the manual. And this is unusual. Usually I've got a piece of equipment and I have questions about how it operates and what I should do, you know. So I go to the internet and look up the manual on it. And I've been very successful at doing that. So I've developed rather than having the paper manual, I've got the electronic equivalent, and that's been good. But today I found the paper manual. And son of a gun, I can't find the piece of equipment. Now, isn't that awful? KK4JBQ.
K9OH.
Billy, you sound a little bit better that time.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just got this new radio, and I'm trying to figure it out. It's a little bit different than I'm used to, but is that much better?
Much better.
Yeah, I think it was, like, on a few milliwatts, which is not what I would operate at, but sorry I didn't get to come back and answer the question because the radio menu has to read it to me and it talks over top of the traffic. What I was saying a second ago, though, was that our office here at GSP currently does a small invitation only because they have security, they don't have security staff available to make it an open house. They would like to, and they certainly appreciate all the spotters. We do occasionally reach out to other organizations, you know, like you guys, the Brars, and invite people on a limited basis to come over with us so that they get a chance to experience it. But it runs like a field day contest, but for the Weather Service offices. It's a 24-hour event. They do it the first weekend of every December, mainly because as far as severe weather and all that, usually the quiet time of year, and for every year that I've been involved in it, weather has been traditionally pretty quiet. So that's why they choose this time of year to do that. But unfortunately, it is the cooler time of the year. I'll answer any other questions about it if you got them, Cliff.
You got any questions for Billy?
Billy, I want to say thank you. I was not aware of the local GSP considerations, but I know that Skywarn Recognition Day is a big thing among those people who volunteer their time and truly a fantastic service to the rest of us who, I just like to get it from, perhaps someone I know is out there watching the sky rather than somebody on the radio. I'm sorry. It just sounds so canned, the weather reports. You can get it any time of the day. I can ask this hockey puck over here to tell me the weather, and it's kind of sketchy and all. But, boy, when the weather comes here, when it is severe, duck your head. We've had several bouts of hail in the last 5 years, and we've replaced the roof twice in that period of time. So it is a big consideration, and having someone looking at the skies and able to identify just from conditions what the severity might be, what might be ahead. It's just excellent. And I turn my radio on during every severe weather, use an indoor antenna, of course. Come on now. And thanks to all those people who are involved in Skywarn. Yours is a very valuable service. And back to you, Billy. I have no more questions. Thank you.
Kind words. Our guys really enjoy doing what they do. The net controllers can spend up to 12 hours a shift running Skywarn nets, depending on the event. I've certainly done it myself. We had some weird weather back in the maybe about 10, 15 years ago, and I remember having to run a Skywarn net for somewhere over about 16 hours, it seemed like. It was a long time, because we had two or three rounds of severe weather back to back to back. So these guys are pretty motivated and devoted to the program. And I will share, while I've got it, much work has been done up at Caesar's Head for the Skywarn repeater, and we've been fortunate that we now have full generator backup, new tower, new electrical. The building's been completely remodeled. Got rid of the majority of our interference due to electrical issues on the property. We've got one more thing left to do with the electrical company, but the majority of the interference that we were experiencing has seemed to have disappeared since we've done that. And it's a long story. I'm not going to tie everybody up with it, but feel free to please pass the word around that the 547 Skywarn repeater is back in full operation, has been for about 2 months now, I think. We tested the changes and everything's worked, so but it's always open for everybody to use it. I'll also tell you it's linked to a repeater in Rock Hill and a repeater in Columbia, and things have really worked well, so we're really happy to have the coverage back. And feel free to test it out, play with it, use it. That's what it's there for. But I'm going to give it back to you guys. I hope everybody has a safe week ahead. And always good to speak to everybody. Thanks for letting me jump in and answer what I could. And don't ever hesitate to reach out and contact me for anything, Skywarn. We'll be glad to answer any questions or point you in the right direction. K9OH, Billy and Anderson.
Billy, I appreciate you coming by and answering those questions for us. And one more quick question, if you've got just a minute, is where can anybody go to find out more information about Skywarn?
GSPSkywarn.org is our website. GSPSkywarn.org is definitely a good place to start for the upstate. We also have a Facebook page if you search for GSP Regional Skywarn. So we definitely do that. And if you want to periodically announce it, you're welcome to. We have two nets per week, every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. It's a very short net, runs about 30 minutes. If there's any oncoming severe weather threats or anything emergency communications related, we pass it on that net. And that net, many upstate repeaters get linked to it during activations as well as in our weekly nets. So feel free Tuesday and Thursday, drop on by at 7:30, and that's a good resource to find out what's going on and all the upcoming events and all that sort of thing. Go ahead.
Thank you for the information, and thank you for all the work you do with the Skywarn. I know a lot of people put a lot of effort into that, and I do appreciate it. And I appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us tonight. Always a pleasure to check in. Larry, you got anything else for Billy before he goes?
Thank you, but you might give a shout-out for late arrivals, KK4JBQ.
All right, we'll take and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar, Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard and Greenville. Negative and negative. Thank you for being here tonight, bud.
HKX. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
I'd like to welcome K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard down there in Greenville. Richard, good to hear you tonight, appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, down there in Taylor's. Gene, good to hear you tonight, thank you for stopping by and taking the time to check in with us. And we'll go one more time real quick. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. By that pause, we're going to move back over to Larry. KK4JBQ, call KO4HKX.
Here we are. So, back to the manual that led me to believe that I have a piece of equipment that I haven't seen, oh my goodness, it may be 20 years. Anyway, I do recall that all that time ago, I had perhaps my first inkling to digitize what I had previously recorded on cassette tapes. Now, I'm probably speaking to a crowd of folks that have used cassette tapes, and maybe you have something important to you, something that maybe even, as I have found recently, recordings of people who are no longer with us. And, well, it's just best to digitize it, you know, to take it off of that tape, which after so many years can be flaky, lose its integrity, you might say, and come to pieces inside the machine. I've been fortunate so far to be able to do some of that without incident. But all this is possible. And all I have collections of tapes that I made of a radio show, on public radio, it was, back when I was going to school, and I graduated in 95. So that's some quite a long time ago. So at some point, Radio Shack was having a nice sale on these albums. I think they held 20 cassette tapes. And I just got crazy and went and bought 5 or 6 of those things and loaded them up. I recorded an episode of a program called The Folk Sampler. Came from Silo Springs, Arkansas. That's where it originated. And went over the public radio stations. And a really excellent piece of programming, I'll have to say. I like folk music of a certain era, and it was awfully good. And it's no longer, the host was a gentleman called Mike Flynn. Bless his heart, I think he's gone on to be with his Lord. And so there won't be any more folk amp samplers on public radio. And I've got something that's a treasure. Analog tapes and on to digital files. Kind of important. It's a long process because you got to play these tapes back in real time. Nothing you can just click and copy. No. But this device that I'm missing makes it possible a connection between the tape player and the computer, and you make a digital file, and then you can play with it if you like to improve its sound quality, perhaps, and clean up the hiss that's quite often a problem with tape. Anyway, that's my purpose, and that piece of equipment was something I was hoping I'd find, and all I found was a manual. KK4JBQ, back to net control.
Larry, that's always disappointing when you find a manual, but you can't find the equipment. If you can find the equipment, you can look up the manual. That's the wonderful thing about the internet. One of the things. It does offer a good resource for looking up certain information. But the other way around, it don't work too good.
And this is just another one of those things. The digital interfaces that are for all of our digital modes for radio, it's similar, you know. Sometimes it's a program, and sometimes it's a box that helps you out. I think, I don't recall the name of the box. I do not do any digital modes. I think you do, Patrick. Isn't there a physical piece of equipment that's necessary?
There is, and depending on which radio you have and which way you want to go, you have a signal link, which is an older version of the sound communication box between the computer and the radio. But nowadays, DigiRig, which, if you look at it, it's like a 1 inch by 1 inch by 1.5 inch tube, and that's all it is, and the cables to your radio, and that's it. And it makes the interface for you, and it's pretty amazing how small it is and can do that. It does it for about any radio out there, and you order the cables to fit your radio to plug into it, and then a USB cord over from it to the laptop or computer, and pretty simple.
All good information. I never heard of DigiRig, and you know, I'm behind on several things, but this is good information for me. I celebrate with other hams who tell me about these incredible distant contacts that they make. And of course, they never actually talk to a person, which is kind of famous for me. I mean, hearing another live human being, well, that's one thing, of course. But having proof that your signal arrived somewhere in Africa or Timbuktu. Why do we use Timbuktu all the time? I don't even know where that is. But you have proof of the performance of your antenna. I think that's the big and valuable thing. You do digital mode, so am I right? The importance is knowing that your antenna is working as it should.
For HKX, that's one thing about it, knowing your equipment's working the way it should. And I don't do much FT8. I'm usually doing JS8 call, where I can actually carry on a keyboard-to-keyboard conversation with somebody. It's not voice, but it's typing, just like emailing back and forth over the radio or text messaging back and forth, because it's pretty it's live. It's right there. I can see it as their radio is spitting it back to mine and receiving it. And so I do more of that than I do JSA call. But JSA call does have the weak signal propagation in it. It's amazing how far you can go with so little wattage. I mean, when the condition propagation is right, you can go around the world on 5 watts with the digital modes, and it's pretty neat to be able to do that.
Donna had my ear for a moment. So, 5 watts around the world. That's got to sound good to, like, anybody. So, yeah. What's, I'm just curious and, you know, talking to somebody who's had a hand in this. So, what antenna is the most successful for 5 watts around the world? That's got to be a trick.
No, I've not been able to do that. I'm on what everybody else does. And like Steve, KN4VWA, he does a lot of FT8, and he's using a Mosley, can't remember how many element beam it is that he does his with, and he's been to Japan, you know, anywhere pretty much you could think about going, he's been able to get there on FT8. Mine, I usually stay around 80 meters, so mine's more localized. I don't try to communicate a whole lot outside of the U.S. I haven't caught that bug yet. I'm happy where I'm at, and I haven't ventured out too far into the rabbit holes of ham radio yet, so I'm still working my way that way.
Okay. You know, you start painting with a little bit of information, you start painting a picture, you know, and you can get it all wrong, or I did. I got it all wrong. So you're using I suppose something similar to a dipole or inverted V. Low height, so you can do close in operation. And I suppose you type, which is a more common thing for folks younger than 70. Back when I was going to school, high school, it was not a good. It was frowned on by the other guys if you took typing. Now, I'm sorry. That's just the way it was, and I had nothing to do with it. But by the time my brother came into the same school 3 years later, he was 3 years younger, he took typing. And he's a fabulous typer. He can type something to you looking at a paper, and he's responding. He's his correspondence, let's say. I've been with him. I've watched this done. He's talking a conversation to me. He's reading something from a paper, and he's answering it on a website. I mean, how many things you have to keep in the air when you're doing something like that? And he's just typing along. As fast as he's talking to me, he's typing another conversation. I'm a little flabbergasted when I see something like that going on. My world is a lot slower than that. Do you know people like that, Patrick?
But I'm with you, Larry. My world is a lot slower than that. And typing was still... kind of frowned upon by the time I went to high school. I ended up having to take a couple weeks of every vocational section code so we could kind of see what we were interested in. And I wish I would have taken more of the typing class. It would have greatly benefited me with everything I do now, because I spend a lot of time on a keyboard, and I'm not the most proficient typer, but it amazes me, like you say, somebody that can sit down and carry on a conversation while they're typing an email or a letter to somebody else. But that's not me.
I saw this when I was on the internet looking for information about Apple Notes, which they've improved greatly just in the last few years, and it is a fabulous notes program. If notes is something you take and refer to and utilize and share amongst other people. Anyway, I was watching this presenter. He's very good, and he knows the stuff, so he can talk a stream. I mean, a stream of consciousness. He talks really fast. Thing is, in real time, he has a couple of cameras. I don't know how he changes cameras. It's like there's a third person there producing the show. But he changes cameras. There's his face. There's his hands on the computer keyboard. There's a picture of the screen. And he's talking and typing at the same time onto the screen. It's real time. And I don't know. I just get all tied up trying to follow it. Oh, gracious. So my brother, who was 3 years younger, I asked him once, I says, Gary, how come you took typing in high school? It wasn't a thing the guys did. And he says, well, by the time I came along, us guys had figured out that the typing class was full of girls. And, you know, that's not a bad thing. Now think about it. KK4JBQ.
Not a bad thing. It's hard to meet a young lady if you never go where they're at. That's for sure. So you had to do that sometime.
My brother was off. He's a lot better at that. I married late. Don and I, we were in our 40s, you know, and we led a lot of fish. We took them off the hook and put them back. Both of us did. But we found the right people in each other, so and that's a good thing. Anyhow, I could go on, but we're after 10 o'clock already, and I appreciate you being there tonight, Patrick. It's kind of fun, isn't it? I'll turn it back over to you. KK4JBQ. Thanks again. 73.
Good to talk to you tonight, and yes, I have a lot of fun calling Annette anymore. Now that I've got past the nerves of it,
and I've learned most of the calls. It's a lot of fun, and hopefully we find some more net controllers with some people that will step up and volunteer for that, because you can have a lot of fun doing it. You can learn a lot, too, and you get to learn a lot of different people. A lot of times now, excuse me, I'm already typing call signs before you even start giving your call out, just when you key your radios. I'm starting to learn those, so that sound that they, and it seems like everybody's got their own distinctive sound there. But yes, it's good to talk to you tonight, Larry, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. And with that, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4 HKX.